Welcome to the Lessons episodes of Success Story. These Lessons episodes will be shorter clips from past guests, accomplished value community members, and myself. In each short episode, we'll feature concise and insightful actionable conversations and tactics, providing you with real-world strategies and tips to help you achieve your personal and professional goals. If you're seeking a no-nonsense approach to growth and progress, you've come to the right spot. Settle in, take notes, and enjoy.
Yeah, so paid advertising has four key problems. And by paid advertising, I mean Instagram, Google, Facebook ads. The first problem is ad fraud. So click farms, domain laundering are leading to a lot of money being wasted. About $50 billion to $150 billion in the next 5 years is going to be lost due to ad fraud. Second big issue is that ad blockers are on the rise. So my co-founder and I both have our ad blockers on YouTube. About 40% of North American YouTube users have ad blockers on, and that number is only rising globally. The third is that brands have no clue where their ads are being put on. You know, I know Verizon and JP Morgan last year had issues where their ads were being put on top of racist YouTube content. And that's a big issue, right? Imagine waking up as a PR manager and being like, well, I had no control in this, but now we have a PR crisis to deal with. Yeah. And then the fourth and final reason on why paid advertising, in my opinion, is a bubble that will burst is we think there's a difference between selection effect and advertising effect. So I'll give you an example to describe this. Imagine that we were all in a pizza store and you and I were employees at the pizza store. We were told, all right, the person who sells the most is going to win this month's challenge. You decided to go outside the store and start trying to give coupons that way. Instead of doing that, I beat you by staying inside the store and giving coupons to people that were in line already. That's literally what paid advertising is there's no way to truly understand whether advertisements are going towards people that didn't already have buying intent. So the ads that you're showing as Puma to shoe lovers, how do you know that you're actually hitting an audience that wasn't already going to buy from you? That's something that brand marketeers right now cannot figure out. And it's a big issue behind why a lot of times their paid advertising spend goes to waste. So we think like this is all bad. And obviously a lot of that money is going to shift towards influencer marketing. The influencer marketing industry will become an $11 billion industry by the end of the year. It's only growing every single year. But influencer marketing in the way it was done previously is also problematic. My co-founder and I noted that a lot of times brands have been spending frivolously on influencers that have fake engagement, they have fake followers. Just because they have the million followers, people will pay them. And the big metric that a lot of brands are trying to look for is impressions, views. They're not trying to look for conversion. So we think there's a much better model of influencer marketing that you can do, and that's through our platform by empowering your own audience made up of super fans, brand advocates, and micro influencers that will likely yield better results in the long term.
Now, do you still see, because that is always, that's always the issue with influencer marketing, right? It's not measurable to the same extent as paid, but now you're saying, well, what's the point of measuring paid if it's already going towards people that are already buying? How do you solve for like even so I totally understand where you're going with TrueFan with like you're niching down into these micro influencers with like hyper targeted like great engagement, but how do you remove I guess the aversion to throwing money in and still not seeing it? Like how do you know that they're authentic, they're genuine, even if they're smaller?
Great question. So there's a couple of answers to that. A is we actually have added in an element of measurement to be able to allow you to measure before and after a campaign how it did. So first of all, when you come onto our platform, you're actually able to see every single profile and you're able to see how many fake followers they have. We actually have like an accuracy rate now of about 98%. We did that through the previous founders of SocialRank. They bought a bunch of fake accounts. They built out an ML program to be able to analyze which were fake followers and which were not. So for us, the first thing right off the bat is you know you can test these people before you even reach out to them to see how many fake followers they have and to also really understand, all right, does this person have an audience that I'm not already targeting? You can do that. You can take their audience, you can take your audience, and you can do an overlap to see how many people overlap between this influencer's audience and my brand's profile. And if it's a lot, maybe you don't want to work with them because you're not going to reach a new audience by working with them. So you can validate an influencer even before a campaign starts. After the campaign is done, you can measure the results of that campaign by going back and looking at that same overlap. Because hopefully, if that campaign was done well, they are going to be some people that trickle over from that influencer's following into yours. And that's something that's important to measure, especially over time. So a key example that we always talk about is Sprite and LeBron James. They signed a partnership a few years ago. It's worth noting that we can actually go back to 2018 and see what the brand overlap is between LeBron James's followers and Sprite. It was, I think, about 200,000 people. Now, let's take a look at it in 2020. Has that number grown? Has Sprite truly got a benefit from having LeBron James as a brand ambassador? That's something that we can quantify on our platform.
Now, so this is all great, and I believe in what you're saying, but what about the paid ad platforms that the influencers are on that are constantly trying to take, in theory, like you hear about the algorithm changing, you know, Instagram is no longer showing the same organic reach to an influencer's following as it once did. And, you know, the conspiracy theories that they want to take some of that ad revenue and turn it into paid ads on Facebook and Instagram and whatnot. So all these companies have like billions of dollars, but influencers are just these small little sole proprietors mostly. How do they combat like the changing algorithms to stay relevant? What do you see the future of that sort of dichotomy looking like?
Yeah, I think, look, there are going to be a bunch of influencers that truly care about the algorithm. I think the ones that are going to win in the long term are going to have a key focus beyond just the algorithm on their community. Like, I think it goes a long way when you can go out of your way and reward your community, make them feel loved, make them truly, truly believe in the message that you're sharing. So the number one example of someone that I think has done this really well in my opinion is David Dobrik. You take a look at it, it doesn't matter what way the Instagram algorithm goes, his videos are still going to go viral. His photos are still going to have millions of likes and millions of people commenting. And the reason why is people have fallen in love with who he is. They find him authentic. And more importantly, he actually cares about his community. He reaches out to them. He rewards them with merchandise. He spends time doing live stream and answering their questions. These are the people that I think are generally going to win. And that's what I've actually, to an effect, done on LinkedIn as well. Obviously, it's not such a big scale as a David Dobrik, but the reason why LinkedIn is still a big platform for me, despite 3 years of algorithm changes, is because I've invested a lot of time in talking to my community, whether it's talking to them on the phone on a 5-minute call or talking to them in the comments, where I still, to date, try to reply to every single comment that I get.
So do you think that that mentality, like the trying to play the algorithm, is going to be essentially the death of fake influencers? And if there could be like one lesson for people that are trying to sort of take their brand, their influencer brand into the next, I guess, you know, into the future of marketing, it would be to to truly build out and be authentic with your community. That's really the only way to win.
And I really think actually, it is. Yeah. I really think it is, because I think the three things, you know, building a brand, the three things it comes down to is content, community, and collaboration. Collaboration is something some people can do, some people can't. It depends where you are. If you're in LA, you're probably going to be able to find other influencers to collaborate with, do videos with, take photos with, write articles with, whatever. If you're in, I don't know, Missouri or whatever, like, or St. Yeah. Louis, it might be a little more difficult compared to LA to be able to find those people. Content is something that can differentiate you as well. But the way that we're, you know, we're inundated again with like so many pieces of content every single day, you know, as a consumer, we're bombarded with sponsored posts on top of sponsored posts. It's really hard these days to stick out unless you're Mr. Beast and you're able to put $500,000 into a video doing a crazy stunt that nobody's ever done before. That's a really hard way to differentiate yourself as well. So I do think that the golden egg then is community. I think the way to be able to differentiate yourself is to have a very strong focus to who are my top fans, how do I mobilize them, activate them, and make them feel valued for their loyalty. That's what I think like building a brand, community building, even true fan really comes down to.
I know a lot of entrepreneurs listen to this show, and NetSuite has been a huge supporter for entrepreneurs, for business owners, because there's one thing that we all know. Business is about making money, and it's about your bottom line. And the less you spend on the nuts and bolts of running your business, the more profits you keep. But these days, everything is costing more. Supplies, people, shipping. It squeezes your margins, and I've been there, juggling multiple systems for finance, inventory, you name it. Each with its own costs and its own set of headaches. That's why I made the switch to NetSuite by Oracle. It's changed our company. Think about it. NetSuite is one of the top financial systems out there. It puts your whole business on one platform, accounting, finance, the works. One data source for everyone. There's no more mismatched info. And because it's in the cloud, it slashes your IT costs. No more servers, no more updates. Just access NetSuite from anywhere. With one integrated suite, your overhead drops big time. And here's the real win. Efficiency. Everything's connected in NetSuite. Costs are ridiculous lately. Find a proven way to reduce your expenses and get better performance out of your team. It's a no-brainer, and that's what NetSuite offers. Over 37,000 companies have figured this out already. You have to join them. Right now, through to April 15th, NetSuite's got an incredible, flexible financing plan. Check it out and see the savings yourself at netsuite.com/Scott Clary. That's netsuite.com/Scott Clary. Just a quick question. Have you ever had one of those oh no moments when you realize that you accidentally deleted a huge file? Or worse, your whole computer dies. I know I have. It's happened to me a lot, but don't sweat it. The sponsor of today's episode, Backblaze, they have your back. It is unlimited backups for all your Macs, your PCs, or even your whole company. And it's really affordable, under $100 a year. If you're running a business, they take the stress out of protecting everyone's data. If you need more bells and whistles for compliance, so on and so forth, they have enterprise options too. Honestly, losing data sucks, but Backblaze makes getting it back easy. They have restored billions of files. They offer tons of restore options, including rapid recovery in an event of data loss or ransomware. And you can access your backed up data from everywhere and anywhere in the world using their web app, iOS, or Android apps. It's been recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and tons more. And best, you can try it fully featured with no risk at backblaze.com/story. They set up that link for all Success Story podcast listeners. That is a no-risk free trial at backblaze.com/story. Seriously, back up your stuff. I don't know about you, but the idea of being harassed, scammed, or even worse, all because somebody found my personal information online, that's terrifying. Our political opinions, our addresses, even stuff about our families, it's out there for anyone to grab. And did you know that data brokers are allowed to sell information on over 98% of Americans? It's scary stuff. That's why I've partnered with Delete Me. I personally use Delete Me. They're a big friend of the podcast because I put myself out there online. So safety is a huge concern. It's really scary how easy it is to find someone's details and information, but Delete Me creates a layer of protection that we all need. You tell Delete Me what you want gone, and they make it disappear from those sketchy data broker sites. And Delete Me doesn't stop. They constantly monitor the web to keep your information off those lists. It's like having a privacy watchdog that never sleeps. You need to take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. They're giving a special discount for all Success Story podcast listeners. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/success and use promo code success at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/success and enter code success at checkout. joindeleteme.com/success.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, I just want to take a second and thank the sponsor of today's episode, Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond Bourbon. Now, I don't have a lot of liquor sponsors on this show. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is actually one of my favorites. I've drank it for a few years now, and this is why we actually decided to work together. Heaven Hill Distillery, family-owned since 1935, is a great entrepreneur story, too. So there's five brothers. They filled their first whiskey barrels back in 1935, and their legacy still lives on today. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond is aged over 7 years. That's three more than required by the Bottled and Bond Act of 1897. This means the best quality, the best purity, and the best consistency. This is not just average bourbon. It's the winner of the double gold medals at multiple 2023 World Spirits competitions, and they've won the very prestigious Triple Still Award. It's a very big deal in the liquor and bourbon world. Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond boasts an exceptionally smooth oak flavor, while its aroma offers a sweet blend of caramel and smooth vanilla. If you love bourbon, you need to try Heaven Hill Bottled and Bond. Available nationally, look for a bottle at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.